I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, Texas Tech Public Media. The death of Osama bin Laden in 2011 was a time of national and self-reflection. Staring at the television set, tears welling in my eyes, I didn't imagine his death would affect me the way it did. It doesn't take long for Hollywood to reflect real life, and who better to direct a film about the death of bin Laden than Kathryn Bigelow, the director of the Oscar winner The Hurt Locker. That film, about a bomb squad in the early days of the Iraqi war, seems like the sweeping epic Ben-Hur compared to the sparse, real-to-life filmmaking of Zero Dark Thirty, the film about the operation that killed Osama bin Laden. Opening tomorrow, Zero Dark Thirty starts at September 11th and works forward, jumping to the life of CIA operative Maya, played by Jessica Chastain. I liked Zero Dark Thirty, but I felt the reach for realism went a little too far. I think about another film this year that detailed a CIA operation, Argo. It sacrificed realism for a better film narrative and benefited overall for that decision, making for a taut thriller that left you on the edge of your seat, even though you knew the ending. Zero Dark Thirty has its tense thriller moments, but overall feels dry, even a little hollow. The filmmakers have admitted that the torture scenes in Zero were dramatized for effect, and it makes you wonder why they didn't dramatize more to help the audience feel like they were in greater suspense. When SEAL Team 6 finally breaches Osama bin Laden's compound, you can't help but feel a little underwhelmed, as if it's business as usual. The problem is that it was business as usual for these trained killers, and the giant sweeping effect that it had on America is left on the back burner to show the effect it had on one woman whose job it was to see the end. The problem is, for Maya, it was just a job. For me and the rest of America, it was so much more. I'm Paul Hunton. Remember to tune in to 24 Frames on Channel 5 tonight at 7:30 p.m.